You're listening to an Anna's Owl Ministries podcast.
All right, guys. For you who have subscribed to Captivate, our AMP channel, and Apple Podcasts, this is your extra bonus question.
Bonus.
The regular show mixed everyday situations with fantastical scenarios. How did this balance of the mundane and extraordinary enhance the storytelling? Like, did you think it was too much? Like, I usually don't love so much fantasy, like in cartoons. But in this case, I don't know why. I really enjoyed it.
I love silly, over-the-top meta humor. So naturally, I loved regular show. And I also loved the Barbie movie, because that's also pretty much the basis of how the Barbie movie works.
I can't wait to see it.
But yeah, no, I thought the mixing of the mundane with just like this, and now the world is going to end, and now there's a tear in the universe, and now there's zombies, and now old arcade video game systems are coming to life and fighting people. Like, no, I loved it because it didn't make sense, but it didn't have to. I didn't feel insulted that it didn't make sense. Sometimes things happen and it doesn't make sense and I feel insulted. Like, I'm not dumb, but for some reason in this environment, like, it worked perfectly.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think for me, I'm always big on telling people that there is beauty in everyday life. So to draw in a very unnecessary loose connection to everything Ghibli, how in those movies, there's almost like a sense of awe and wonder in the most simple things, right? It's kind of the same with this. So I think for me, the show really kind of points your attention to even in the mundane, the boring stuff of just a job, that I'm a groundskeeper in a park, but something crazy can happen. Something out of this world, some small thing can turn into this mega huge universal battle. I think it just, to me, it brings it back to, hey, there's wonder in the everyday, you know, there's beauty in the normal stuff. So you just got to keep looking for it. So if you hate your job, just tear a hole in the universe. I'm just going to keep coming back to that.
Done. Just find yourself a Rigby. Honestly, if you hate your job, find yourself because work besties are the besties. But yeah, I really liked it too. I love that it was over the top. I feel like if they would have done anything less, it would not have been such impactful, because it's so stupid. It's funny. Like, they just made so many funny, and it was so relatable too. Like, who doesn't want to, like, when you get so immersed in a video game and you think you're the best, who doesn't want to have an underground video game competition where you're like the champion? Like, I do.
And plus, you have this environment that they're working in. Like, some jobs are really exciting, or they keep you on your toes all day or whatever. I used to work retail and we were very short staffed. So I was always running around. I was the entire produce department. Seriously,
good.
I was the only person who worked in that department. So, like, I didn't want there to be a tear in the universe, because I worked at a grocery store in 2020 during the panic buying. Like, I've had a taste of the insanity. But then you have jobs like, I would imagine, like, working at a park might not be that exciting of a job, you know? You're mowing, you're driving around in your golf cart, which they did constantly on the show, and, you know, raking and setting up the chairs. And yeah, it would probably be nice every once in a while if, you know, a bunch of geese started attacking you and formed a super robot or whatever that was.
Or a bunch of hot dogs that you were going to eat just randomly decided
to eat
you.
Oh, I forgot about the hot dogs.
Yeah.
That was funny. Premium beef that will kill you. I feel like we need to go watch the regular show. Guys, thanks so much for those who subscribe to Captivate, the AMP channel, and Apple Podcasts. You guys are the real MVP. Until next time, y'all have a great one.
This was an Anna's Owl Ministries podcast. If you enjoyed this show and would like to learn more about our network, be sure to check out the Anna's Owl Ministries podcast network.